You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It's the 6th of June, the day that the RBI's MPC is going to have its outcome ready for us. Welcome to the morning walk on Dalal Street. This is where we get you up to speed on what to expect from the markets today.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
First up, let's look at some of the trading ideas that our experts Guinness Securities have lined up for us. They recommend Sanofi India Limited as a buy. Close 5,068 rupees 35 paise. Target 5,335 rupees. Stop loss at 4,880 rupees. And return potential here is 10.89%. And Axis Bank is also a buy. Close 530 rupees 90 paise. Target 510 rupees. And stop loss at 551. Return potential here is 4.8%. So those were our trading ideas from Guinness Securities. And from there on Morning Walk on Dalal Street, let's recap what happened in the markets yesterday. Well, it did turn out that Dalal Street was bracing for a really less than ideal outcome. Interest rates being hiked by 25 basis points and perhaps a hawkish tone by the RBI for the rest of 2018. Well, if this is true, then we could well test the 10,550 to 10,500 levels today. Else, we might see a short covering rally once the MPC outcome is out of the way. Now, apart from this, there are also plenty of macro headwinds which are keeping the markets on edge. And the equity markets did seem a little spooked at the data that was released earlier, which indicated that India's service industry shrank in the month of May for the first time in 3 months as new orders stagnated. But as a ray of hope, business optimism has remained high and there are some select buying opportunities in themes such as insurance, auto and consumption. The upside for today looks like it might be capped at the swing high of 10,770, and the downside we could see the Nifty testing the 10,450 to 417 level. Overall, 10,300 to 10,160 will be the short-term targets to watch out for. Moving on the morning walk on Dalal Street to look at some of the big headlines you can expect today. Well, the outcome of the three-day MPC meeting will certainly be on everyone's minds, most certainly that of investors. It also looks like Dalal Street has been bracing for the worst given how the markets have behaved over the last three trading sessions. But irrespective of a rate hike or status quo, the Reserve Bank of India today is set to change its policy stance to signal a rise in interest rates from here on. So August would be the month to watch out for. And most experts are expecting a higher probability of the key repo rate to remain unchanged at 6% and a shift in stance from the current neutral to withdrawal of accommodation by the central bank's monetary policy committee. Now, withdrawal of accommodation, if you're wondering what that is, well, it's when a reversal in the interest rate cycle towards a rate cut to accommodate those wishing it is ruled out. In order to control inflation amid satisfactory GDP growth numbers, but against the backdrop of rising crude prices and weakening rupee, the language is likely to be more hawkish and the inflation forecast will be revised upwards according to experts. A few things to keep your eyes on in the MPC outcome today. One of them is change of stance that I referred to some time back. GDP growth, inflation, view on rising fuel prices, because the MPC is expected to talk about the escalating prices of petrol and diesel caused by the global increase in crude oil prices. The MPC voting pattern. In April, the RBI Deputy Governor Viral Acharya had indicated that he would vote to withdraw monetary accommodation in the next policy. And Michael Patra had voted in favor of raising the repo rate. And also finally, views on US Fed rates. In recent times, RBI Governor Urjit Patel had said that the US Fed should reduce the pace at which it is unwinding its balance sheet in order to limit the impact of a shortage of the dollar in emerging markets. Now, the technical charts, what do these charts have to reveal to us? Well, the index made a hammer-like pattern on the daily candlestick charts for yesterday, and investors hence are advised to remain cautious, and a decisive breach of 10,550 in the course of the week could well put the bears in the driving seat. But on the other hand, a close above 10,620 could put the bulls back in a fighting position. Three levels to watch out for today: 10,550, 10,600 and 10,770. Maximum call open interest 11,000 followed by 10,700 strikes. Maximum put open interest 10,200 followed by 10,600 strikes. Stocks with higher delivery percentage included HCL Tech, Hero Motor Corp and also Marico. 23 stocks saw long build up. DHFL, Indigo, HUL, MRPL and BPCL were among those, and 86 stocks saw short build up, which included NIIT Tech, Voltas, Just Dial and V-Guard. Now, with respect to stocks that you should keep on your radar for the day, well, rate-sensitive stocks will be in focus ahead of the policy outcome as well as post the outcome. Not giving you specific rate-sensitive stocks, but the rate-sensitive sectors include banks, NBFCs, automobile and realty. These will remain in focus. And Bank of Baroda, because the lender has raised lending rates by 5 basis points. Hindustan Copper, on the back of news that the company has gotten a nod to carry on exploration. And FY19 capex stands for this company at 700 crore rupees. And finally, some other pointers, including global cues. But first up, yes, FPI sold 157 crore rupees worth of shares from equity markets, and domestic institutional investors bought 474 crore rupees worth of shares in the markets. And on to the US markets, the global rally in risk assets that actually saw the US stocks hit a 12-week high on Tuesday, hit some headwinds, with the S&P 500 swinging between gains and losses before closing higher for a third consecutive day. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed flat but with a negative bias, down 0.05%. The S&P 500 closed flat again but with a positive bias, up 0.07%. The Nasdaq Composite closed up 0.41%. So that was the US story. And in Asia, well, the stocks have opened mixed today as the global rally that we saw in the US equities came to a bit of a halt, clouded by concerns over protectionism and geopolitical issues. So the Nikkei 225 in Japan was moderately up 0.1% early this morning. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was up 0.4%. The Taiwan Index was up 0.4%. South Korea's Kospi was up 0.2%. And the Shanghai Composite was down 0.2%. Trends on SGX Nifty indicate a negative to flat opening for the broader index in India, with Nifty futures trading at the 10,589 level. And with that, our morning walk on Dalal Street ends, but we will be back with another podcast that's called Stock Picks of the Day, where we zoom in on some of the details of the trading ideas we gave you on this podcast. Bye for now.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.